Shish Bitzchus for a full Shlema for Yitzhak Yaakov, Ben Bat Yisara, and for Chaim Yisachar, Ben Chaim Mushka. So we're beginning a brand new topic now. So we decided to discuss this year, I can't say it'll take up the entire year, but at least the beginning part of the year, about some of the introductions to Hilchos Shabbos. So rather than speaking in terms of melachas per se, particular melachas, I want to give some of the klalim in Hilchos Shabbos, some of the principles that anyone who learns Hilchos Shabbos always comes across, the issues of Avos and Toldos, the Raisos, the Rabbanans, Ruach Shem Tzich L'Gufa, Dor Shem Miskaben, Tzich Reishas, Chatzi Shir, Tzadeh Chayad, pretty much gave away the entire year of what we're planning on talking about. That then we kind of get some of the really the underpinning principles that go behind the proper learning of Hilchos Shabbos. So we'll begin with the first of the sugyas, deals with really the very basic definitions in terms of what's considered to be Chilul Shabbos D'Oraisa, what's considered to be Chilul Shabbos D'Rabbanan. When we speak about Chilul Shabbos D'Oraisa, so of course everything is revolving around the Pasuk in Chumash. Torah says Alsasa Kamalacha, and we know the basic definition of Malacha, as the Torah Shabbat tells us, are the Lamatas Malachas that appear in the Mishnah and the Sefer Shabbos and Daf Ayin Gimel. And the source of the Lamatas Malachas has something to do with Mishkan. Basically, whatever was done in the construction of the Mishkan, according to some Rishonim, not only the construction of the Mishkan, but actually the daily maintenance of the Mishkan, the daily avodas of the Mishkan, but according to many Rishonim, it was just the basic construction of the Mishkan, makes up the Lamatas Malachas. So the sugya begins, of all places, in the Maseches Bava Kama, in the Bezim and Aleph. The reason why this appears in Bava Kama is that the Gemara is commenting on the terms of Avos and Toldos. So the terms of Avos and Toldos are a term that appear in three different areas of Allah, at least. They appear in Hilchos Shabbos. They appear in Maseches Bava Kama in terms of damages, in terms of the Nezikin. They appear in the realm of Tumas as well. So here the Gemara is discussing the concept of Avos and Toldos, Avos being the primary categories, Toldos being, as their name sounds, the subcategories, the children, the descendants, whatever you want to call them, the Avos. The Gemara makes the following observation about the relationship between Avos and Toldos vis-a-vis Shabbos. So in the Beis HaMinalf, the first in the Ramakobos, Gavi Shabbos Tanan, Avos Malachas Avoyim Chasa Achas, the Mishnah uses the phrase Avos Malachas, Avos Malachas Toldos. Well, the implication is that these are the 39 main categories of work, but there are other types of Yisurim as well. So Toldos Sein Kayotzi Behem. The status of a tolda is pretty much the same as an av. Again, we haven't yet defined a tolda. We'll get to hopefully as the shiur goes on. But there really is no practical difference, or almost no practical difference, between what's an av malacha and what's a tolda of malacha. What does it mean there's no practical difference? Well, loshna av chatas, loshna tolda chatas. Loshna av skila, loshna tolda skila. If a person is mechal Shabbos b'shogei, so if he's mechal Shabbos min haTorah, he has to bring a korban chatas, which is no different than any other aveira that if a person does, would have done the mezid, he would be chayav koris for. Anytime when it's chayav koris, the mezid, you bring a korban chatas b'shogeg. So if a person eats a Yom Kippur b'shogeg, a person eats chametz and pesach b'shogeg, a person violates a rayas, a zohar, etc. All the yisurei koris, anytime it's done b'shogeg, unintentionally, one brings a korban chatas. So chilul Shabbos carries with it an ownership koris, that's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. So too, chilul Shabbos b'shogeg is going to carry with it the requirement to bring a korban chatas. So says the Gemara quite clearly that whether you did an av malacha, namely one of the official 39 malachas mentioned in the Mishnah, or whether you did a subcategory of those lavatas malachas, it's the same isadirais. It's the same Torah prohibition, and therefore it's the same consequence of offering a korban chatas. Or if a person violated chilul Shabbos b'mezid, so not only is one chayav karis b'shamayim, but one is chayav skila terms of mitzvah beizdin. After the Ferish Apostle, and of course in Pasha Shlach, and the story of the Mekosh Sheitim, that there's the Chiyah Mises Beizin, the Mises Beizin that's meted out to Mechal Shabbos is Skila. This is true whether one is Mechal Shabbos with an Av, whether one is Mechal Shabbos with a Toldah. Basically, they're all the same. Minat Torah, the Onish is the same, the Korban Chatas is the same, everything is the same. So we ask the Gemara the obvious question, Umayyika Ben Av Toldah, if everything is the same, so why does the Mishnah bother delineating 39 Avos Malachas? You know, the famous Rebuch Chait's Lamatas Malachas book. What do you mean the Lamatas Malachas book? There are 1,000 Malachas. Whatever's an Av, every Av has many, many told us to it. So why the magic number 39? So says the Gemara, the Nafkamina between Avos and Toldos is really very, very minuscule. Nafkamina, the Ilu Avit, Shtei Avos Badi Adadi, Inami Shtei Toldos Badi Adadi, V'chav Kochad V'chadu. The Nafkamina is as follows. If a person is Mechal Shabbos, with two different Avos Malachas within the same time period. So normally we have a rule that if a person repeats the same Aveira over and over and over again, he only is chayav one carbon chatas. Let's say, for example, a person forgot that it was Pesach, and he sat down and he ate a slice of pizza. So he finishes the first kezayis and a slice of pizza, he just became chayav a carbon chatas. Then he has the second kezayis, and he's chayav another chatas. No, he's chayav one chatas. It's one aveira. He ate 15 slices, he ate a cake, and he ate pretzels, he ate a lot of different chametz. It doesn't matter. It's all the same aveira. Even in the middle, he realizes that it's Pesach, and he has what's called the yediyah, and then he has a short-term yediyah, and then he forgets again, and then he eats again, and then he's chayav another carbon chatas. Because that it was the same shichcha, it was the same forget moment, so then it's considered to be one long aveira. So one of the exceptions to this rule is chilul Shabbos. If a person is mechilul Shabbos with different melachos, even though he didn't really remember, he didn't chap what was going on, that's what's called chiluk melachos l'Shabbos. That each malach is treated like, in a certain sense, like its own aveira. It's as if the Torah is saying, "Masasik or malacha, i.e., don't write on Shabbos and don't cook on Shabbos and don't carry on Shabbos and don't build on Shabbos and don't clean clothes on Shabbos." Every malach is considered to be a separate aveira, and therefore, if a person does chil Shabbos either of two others or of two totals, for that matter, he's chayav kol chad v'chad. He would be chayav per the number of malachas that he did. But the avid av toldah didei lo b'chayav l'chadra. But if a person does an av malacha and its particular tolda, so then the tolda is considered to be botel to the av, and you only chayav one carbon chatos. So that's the nafkamina ladina. Very, very technical, not very, very far removed from us. Now, if we live in a time, there's no bris hamikdash, there's no carbon chatos, there's no kavanas. So for us, we wouldn't even think of these terms. But there's majib bris hamikdash and chayav. It's important to know what's an av and what's a tolda, which tolda does any given av belong to. Let's say, just as an example, if a person does kosev on Shabbos, for argument's sake, so he writes on Shabbos. So kosev is an av malacha, whereas if he does kosev together with a told of whatever, it would be a told of kosev, when Shabbos to figure it out, he does the told of kosev together with the av of kosev, then he would only get away with one carbon chatas. So the Gemara says, that's the nafkamina ladina, to the avos and told of. So for 99.9% of halacha, skila, chatas, kares, everything that works, they're all the same. This is deraisa, that's deraisa, everything's deraisa. The one quarter of an exception would be Lagavi, this cheshbon, this calculation, in terms of Abbas and Toldos together. So says the Gemara, not all the Tanoim even agree to that. Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev, Toldos, Mechom, Av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that even that's not true, who holds that Yechayev twice for Abbas and Toldos, even if it's the same, told of that particular Av. So my Korel Av and my Korel Toldos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, then it makes no sense. Why the Lamet has Malachas? It's absolutely no different. Everything's deraisa. So finally, the Gemara gives the answer. That's relevant for us as well. We happen not to accept Rabbi Eliezer, but his answer is going to become important for us. Says the Gemara, you want to know why some things are called Avos and other things are called Toldos? Hach tahava b'mishkan chashiva kar le'av, hach tahava b'mishkan chashiva kar le'toldo. That which was in the, I'm going to be very careful, I'm going to translate this phrase. That which was in the Mishkan chashuv, that which was important, significant in the construction of the Mishkan is called an Av. That which was not so important in the construction of the Mishkan is called a Tolda. Okay, we're going to see. So basically what the Gemara seems to be telling us is that Lamaisa, there's no Nafkamina. I mean, according to Rabbi Elazar, for sure there's no Nafkamina. Even according to Rabbanan, one very, very bizarre case of a Nafkamina, an Av and a Tolda together. But for all other practical purposes, Avos and Toldos are on equal footing to all the Araisa. So the difference is not so much in terms of a halachic difference, it's more of a definitional difference, more of a source difference. Because why do we pinpoint certain halachas and call them, you're an av, and why do we say in others, nah, you're only a tolda? Not that it really matters whether you're an av and a tolda, but it's just a reflection of the historical reality. When they built the Mishkan, certain halachas qualified as avos, related to the Mishkan, others did not. So even though the Gemara tells us that it has something to do with the Mishkan, it's unclear what role precisely the Mishkan is playing in terms of the definition of an Av, because the Gemara uses another phrase also. The Gemara doesn't just say, Hachtav in the Mishkan, Karla Av. The Gemara throws in a little bit of a monkey wrench, Hachtav in the Mishkan Chashiva. That it seems to be that being in the Mishkan itself may not suffice. It has to be something which is in the Mishkan and Choshev. So what exactly does that mean? What exactly do those terms mean? Hachtav in the Mishkan, and what exactly does the term Choshev mean? So Tosfos on the second of the Mamakamos, Adav Tarivav on the Beis, Tosis quotes different yourselves that we shared and had as to precisely how to read this phrase, Hachtav b'mishkan chashiva. So is the guy saying, there are some who had the girsa, Hachtav b'mishkan chashiva kar la'av, Tachtalov b'mishkan chashiva kar la'tolda, which is the girsa that we have. Well, if he's there, yesh b'lochas tahavu b'mishkan, there were certain malachas that were in the Mishkan, and Kigon, Tosis throws out a few examples, Gomenachesh u'mashkiz roim, if a person pulls out the weeds out of his garden, or if a person waters his seeds, So those are all acts which are related to Zeraya. Zeraya means mamish to plant something. These are other kinds of activities that make things grow better, but they're not quite the act of planting. So Tosfos says, these acts, they were in the Mishkan. They had things growing from the Mishkan, they were planting all kinds of stuff in the Mishkan, all the herbs, all the stuff, to make all the different dyes in the Mishkan. So they had to sometimes pull out weeds, and they had to water plants, they had to do all kinds of gardening work, even in the construction of the Mishkan. So says Tosfos, the reason why these particular actions are not labeled as avos, the lo chashive, because these weren't so important. These were not the primary malachas of the Mishkan. When you think about planting seeds, you don't think about watering, you don't think about weeding. Those are secondary gardening. The real makoy, the real chashiva action is the planting itself. So therefore, lo hava avos. So Tosfos says that according to this girsa, you really need two different factors to create an av malach. It has to have two characteristics. It has to have, number one, to have been in the Mishkan, and number two, it's not enough to be in the Mishkan. It has to have been something which was really important in the Mishkan. Then Tosfos says there are other rishonim who have the gears, v'cheni garsin and avos l'mishkan v'chashiva kar la'av. If you have the gears of the vav, so vav makes it even clearer that you need both conditions in order to be an av. But Tosfos says there was a third gears of floating around the rishonim. That's a whole different story. The Vav is in a different part of the sentence structure. The Vav is on Vikari La. What it means is like this. If that's the Girsa, so what the Gemara is saying is like this. If it was in the Mishkan, then by definition, that's Choshev. Being in the Mishkan is important. That's significant. And therefore, Vit Kari La'av. And therefore, we're going to call it an Av. If it was not in the Mishkan, then by definition, it's not important. And therefore, it's only going to be a Toldah. So according to this understanding, there's only one factor which defines what's considered to be an Av. If it was in the Mishkan, it's an Av. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's similar. It can be similar from Natal tomorrow. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's only going to be a Toldah. So basically, Tosfos presented for us two different understandings. What is an Av and what is a Toldah? How do you know whether we have an Av in our hands or whether we have a Toldah in our hands? Where did this magic number 39 come from? How come there are 39 Avos Malachos and there aren't 500 Avos Malachos? And there are hundreds and hundreds of Toldos. So the Rishami says that each Av is 39 Toldos. So if you have so many Toldos, but if you have so many Toldos, how come some Avos and some are Toldos? So according to one version of Tosfos, the Avos have two things going for them. They were in the Mishkan and they were Choshev. And according to the second day in Tosfos, Choshev. If you're in the Mishkan, you're by definition considered to be Choshev. Whatever's in the Mishkan is an Av, whatever's not in the Mishkan is a Toldah. Again, Lamaisa, the Nafkaminas, Medina are almost zero. The only Nafkamina is that one crazy case, the gal does an Av and a Toldah together, Mishagi, one Karban, two Karbanas. But conceptually it's important. It's hard to start on Chosh Shabbos. We're going to talk about the Klom of Chosh Shabbos, so we have to know what's an Av, what's a Toldah, those are the ABCs in terms of Chosh Shabbos. So Tosfos presents the basic ABCs, the two different versions of the ABCs. Either you need Mishkan and Choshev to be an Av, or Mishkan enough is alone is sufficient to be labeled as an Av. I mean, how did Tosfos know for sure that they did Menachem Shem Ashkezroim in the Mishkan? I don't know. Hard to know. In the sense of, I mean, everything is all
the...
We read the Chumash, it was hard for us to know what they did in the Mishkan. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that all the Avos Malachos apparently were part of the tradition of Moshe Mizrahi. The Rambam spells that out, that we never figured it out all on our own. Maybe a few of them we could have figured out, but to get the whole picture of 39 Malachos, you definitely needed some kind of help from the Tosh about that. I mean, the issue of Losaska Malacha was given to them at Har Sinai, so even before they started to build the Mishkan. Okay, that was called Malacha. However, if you walk away from this sugya in the Bavakamad of Beis, you get the impression that Lamaisa, it doesn't really make any difference. For sure, not in the Yitosh and I Beis, you couldn't care less whether something is an Av or a Toldah. Everything's going to be their eyes anyway. Because it comes to Taizim Bavakamad, Beisim and Aleph, and says, not so simple. It sounds like in other sugyas and shas that there really is a nafkamina ledina between Av and a Toldah. So yes, Tosfos, Yom Toymar, the name of the nafkamina ledina hasura. How come nobody on the page, Rabbi Lazar, Rabban, also in the Beis and the Kama, when the Gemara is discussing the possible or lack thereof of nafkaminas, How come the Gemara doesn't say there's not this nafkamina? In order for a person to be chay of Nisa's days then, he has to be receive the proper hasra. You have to warn, you have to say, don't do the following aveira. So if that person's about to kill somebody, so you have to say to him, don't, well, seriously, I'll let it kill somebody. And the guy has to accept hasra and say, I don't care what you're saying, I'm still going to kill you. So I'm still going to kill the person. That's called the Kabbalah Sasra. And then only then is the person subject to be sustained. And that's really all the Averis. So you have to give him a Sasra, not to be a bit of an Azar, not to violate a Rias, whatever the Chiyam is sustained that we're talking about. So when it comes to the Shabbos, the guy is about to do Chilul Shabbos. What do you have to say to the person? Do you have to say to the person, don't be Mechal Shabbos? Or do you have to be more specific? You have to say, don't write on Shabbos, or don't cook on Shabbos, don't carry on Shabbos. You have to spell out that particular Malacha. So comes tells us and refers you to a sugya in Shabbos Nefkuf Lamaches. For the Gemara says as follows: the name of the Nefkmili Nesrashtech Hasos are told to Mishum Avdida. Where it would appear from the Gemara in Masech Shabbos that you have to give Hasra using the name of the Av. It's not enough to say don't do the following action. Just to say don't do Mechal Shabbos, that's for sure no good. But it's not even enough to say don't. What do you feel on Shabbos? What you have to say is don't violate the Malach of Zereya. You have to, because that's the name of the Yisr. The name of the Yisr is Zereya. The name of the Yisr is Kaysin. The name of the Yisr is Tzeveya. Whatever the other Malachas are, even though there are many, many told us that fall under those categories, if you don't give the Asura the Shema, that's not called Asura. How in the world do the Taisus know that? Because the Gemara in Shabbos Shukla Mechaz raises the following Shaila. Shabbos Mishumai Masinbe. What Asura do we give a person who is straining wine on Shabbos? Mishamer is Yisr on Shabbos. But it's a told, it's not in a list of the Lamatas Malachos. Rishamer said, yeah, the guy's got a big barrel of wine with dregs and everything, and you know, he's pouring it through sieves and strainers in order to strain his wine on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mefer Shatin is a Diraisa. So the Gemara says, what Hasra will we give him? Rishamer should my master be. So Rab Omishim Bayer, Rabbi Zeir Omishim Rakid. So there was a Machlekes at Tanoim, which Malacha is that precisely closer to? So Rabbah said it's close to the Malach of Bayra. Bayra means when you separate the bad, usually it's the bad from the good. Rabbi Zera said it's similar to the Malach of sifting flour, the Merakid. Now the truth is that Mishamer is neither really either one. Classic Bayra means, like Bayra of the Mishkan, so you had a pile of, let's say if I'm going to get flour, and in the flour there was some dirt, there was some rocks, pebbles mixed in with the flour, so you take out the pebbles, that's called Bayra. Merakid is you take the flour which has some of the hard pieces in it, and you pour it through a sifter, and it comes out a little bit clearer. That's the Malach of Merakid. Mishamer is not this and not that. You're pouring wine with dregs through some kind of a sieve or something. So that's the question, which Malach is that closer to? So Machlokes is Amoraim. So yeah, okay, we're not learning the details of Shabbos right now in terms of why one Amoraim says it's closer to Bayer and one Amoraim says it's closer to Merakid. But suffice it to say there was a Machlokes. So asks Tosfos, it's clear from the Gemara that you got to give the right Hasra. You got to give the Hasra B'Shei Ha'av. If not, what are the Amoraim fighting about? Why don't you just say to the guy, don't be Mishamer? Why does the Gemara from Machlokes? One Amoraim says it's got to be, you got to say don't be Bayer. The other Amoraim says don't be Merakid. Just say don't be Mishamer. So you see from here, to say don't be Mishamer is not sufficient. You have to name the Av, because that the Av is the name of the Yisr. So when a guy is violating of an Azara, so you have to say, don't do this Aveira of an Azara. You have to spell out what the Aveira is. So here the Aveira is doing the Av. The Aveira is not doing the Tolda. So it comes to us and says, how come that Nafkamina that you have to give us Rav Shabbat doesn't appear in the Kamar? So it says to us this, the reason why it doesn't appear is because we misread the Gemara. V'yishlomar, Dochi Parich, Mishumai Masrin Bey, Juchai, Rabba Mishum Bar, Rav Hisuba Mishum Rakit Potter. The came into master of the Dovah She'en Domeh, Sava Shemali Bo Yupotter. Aval in Hissubo V'yamra of the Shabbat Chayim. Says, tells us there is no requirement to give Asura B'Shem Ha'av. There never was such a requirement. The din is, you can give Asura either B'Shem HaTolda or B'Shem Ha'av. But you can't give Asura for the wrong Ha'av. A guy's writing on Shabbos. So I'm going to say to him, don't you dare do it, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. The guy thinks I'm a sugar. That's Asura. This is the Meshuggah who's going to take me to Basin to get me killed. The guy doesn't even know the ABCs of Shabbos. So comes, touches, and says, all the Gemara was assuming in Shabbos Kufam Chas was, is that you better make sure to get it right. If you want to give the Asura B'Shem Av, make sure you get the right Av. That's what Rabba and Rabbi Zeiru were arguing in a very long discussion on the Shabbos. What exactly is the nuance of Malachas Beira? What's the nuance of Malachas Merakid? Is Meshama closer to X or is it closer to Y? But we see that the Adam would say, don't be Meshama. That would be a perfectly acceptable Hasra. So Taisa says, that's why the Gemara in Baba Kama didn't say, then that's communion between Ovis and Tobis is the Gabi Hasra. It's not true. because the mice of the bin is you can give us raw. Bein mitzuma av, bein mishuma tov. The Odi Yishlamet says, the zeo shumatari tachta av mishkan koi la'av, it's rech lahasros at all the mishuma. Says to us, no. The Odi Yishlamet, that you do have to give us raw b'shem la'av. And that's exactly what the Gemara meant in the second answer. And I saw you, and the Gemara said that whatever was in the mishkan, that's the av, that's another way of saying it. That's what the Torah means when it says, los asukam alocha. When the Torah says, don't do malocha, that basically means avos malochas. So when you give a guy asra, you gotta say the av. The din is that told us on the shravel yos be avos. It happens to be that told us as a quirk, told us get shlepped along as well. But the name of the issue is the av, the name of the issue is not the told, huh? And Taisa says in the second answer that inoch enavi, you must verbalize, you must formulate, you must articulate the asra properly. You must be masra, b'shema av. So here we have 2 days in Taisa, which again, is a very far-fetched for us. This is what hasra you're going to give a guy is not usually the number one shayla in our minds in terms of Chil Shabbos, but Tosfos is discussing a very important conceptual issue in terms of what's the name of the Yisr. When a person violates a Tolda, so what's the name of the Yisr? What's the shame Yisr that he's violating? Is the Tolda an Yisr in and of itself, and therefore it qualifies to be warned to receive hasra b'shem HaTolda? Or do you say, no, the Tolda is not really a Yisr? To tell a guy, don't do the Tolda, it's like telling a guy, if it's Shabbos, I say, I'm don't do B'chal Yom Tov. It's the role of Aver, that's not the Aver. There is no Aver of Toldas. Toldas are only Yisr, Al Shem Ha'av. So I'll call upon him, we have already a few different factors in terms of just the basic ABC definitions of Avos and Toldas. So we know that for the most part, 99% of the time, there are no real differences in the Halacha between Avos and Toldas. The primary differences in terms of historical, in terms of the source, where does it come from? So it has something to do with Mishkan, whether it's only Mishkan or whether the Mishkan plus other factors is totally under 2 days in Tosfos. And now we have a second issue that Tosfos is raising. Conceptually, what's the name of the Yisr? Is the Tolda the name of the Yisr? Or is the Av the name of the Yisr? And then Afrimin Ladin would be in terms of formulating the Hasra. But I'll call upon him again for normative Allah, Avos and Toldas are the same in the sense that they're all going to be Dira Haisa. However, there's of course a whole other part of Hilchos Shabbos that's not Dira Haisa. There are many, many activities that are Asra and Shabbos that are neither of us nor told us. And by definition, then they're not going to be assumed Dira Haisa. That's what the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, in Halachas Beis, Gimel and Daled, gives us really the basic introduction in terms of the Deraisas versus the Rabbanim parts of Hilchos Shabbos. So says the Rambam in Halachas Beis, Kol Mokom Shenemar Ba'al Hilchos Shabbos She'osa Davazeh Chayev. Any time I'm going to use the word Chayev, says the Rambam, raise the Chayev Kares. So Chayev automatically means the Chayev Kares. V'im Hayu Sham Eidim V'Asra, Chayev Skila. If there are Eidim and there's the proper warning, then you chayev skila. If it was by mistake, you forgot either that it was Shabbos or you forgot that this malach was also, you never know this malach was also. So then that's called the shayyim, you chayev akrab chatas. So these are the three halachas that go along with the term chayev. Chayev is always the code phrase for deraisa. It means skila, kares, chatas, depending on yes Eidim, no Eidim, yes Asra, no Asra, yes Meis, Shogeg, whatever the case may be. Chayev always means deraisa, the three of the above halachas. But now the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, "V'chamakam shenema she'osu davazeh potter." Anytime I'm going to use the lashon potter, that's a different story. What that means is there is a potter min hakaris and min haskila min hakorban. What that means is there's no skila, there's no chatos, there's no karis, nothing. It means i.e. there's no isur deraisa. But don't think that it's mutter. Aval also lasas also davar b'shabbes. V'isurmi d'reisayfir marchachem min amalacha. But these things are still also on Shabbos as the harchacha to prevent the person from coming close to doing malachas. So the term potter always, I should say, 99% of the time, almost always, means an issur d'rabbanan. Hopefully we're going to bump into, as we learn through these klalim, that there are certain examples where the term potter may actually mean potter of al-asa min ha-Torah. But 99% of the time, at least the way the Rambam is formulating it for sure, the word potter is always going to mean d'rabbanan. And the isos ha-bezadon machas ha-machas maradis. If a person does the Aveira b'meizid, then he's going to be subject to Machas Mardus, which is usually reserved for Isurim D'Rabbanon. V'chein kol mokom shenema einosin kach v'kach v'osu asin kach v'kach v'shavas osu adav b'zod v'machas v'machas Mardus. So basically the Rambam is differentiating between Chaya versus Potter, other Lashonos that are similar to Potter. Finally, in Halacha Dala, the Rambam gets the third part. V'chol mokom shenema mutter l'asas kach v'kach v'reza mutter l'chachila. Anytime I want to tell you that it's mutter, says the Rambam, I'm going to say it's mutter. I'm not going to mix any words. I'm not going to say pot chayev. Mutter means mutter. So there are three distinct categories of Shabbos. There's chayev, which is the araisa, skila, kares, and chatos. There's potter, which is the rabbanon, which is 99% of the time machas mardos. And then there's mutter, which the ma'aseh means that it's going to be mutter. When we speak about Yisurim, the Rabbanan and Shabbos, so we know for sure that the regular punishments of Skila, Karis, and Chatas do not apply, and for the most part they're not really considered to be the Araisas. Does this mean to say that Yisurim, the Rabbanan and Shabbos are really just the Rabbanan? That the whole idea of Yisurim, the Rabbanan, the Yisurim and other Yisurim, the Rabbanan that we have, are just pure the Rabbanans, or is there some kind of the Araisadic principle which is behind Yisurim, the Rabbanan as well? So there is an important Ramban we spoke about in different contexts. The Ramban, the last of the Ramakamos, in Seif Vayikra, Parshas Emma, Parchof Gimel, so the Ramban is commenting on a Maimah Chazal, where Chazal are picking up on the word Tishbos and Shabbos, on those terms that appear several times, both in terms of Shabbos as well as Yontif. The Torah tells us, don't do Malach on Shabbos, and don't do Malach on Yontif. Then also the Torah says, rest on Shabbos, and rest on Yontif. So the question is, what does that mean? What does it mean to rest? The Torah just told me, I don't do malacha. So what is the additional level of resting on Shabbos and Yontif? So says the Ramban, the Nirulisha, Medrash Azel Loimer, Shemitzavinu min ha-Torah, it's not the Ramban, min ha-Torah, we also thought of Menucha b'Yontif. The Ramban happens to be about Yontif, so he keeps on mentioning Yontif, but it's the same for Shabbos. Afilu midvarm she'en en malacha. Says the Ramban, that even those activities which are not real bona fide malachas, they're not Ovas and they're not Toldos, and they wouldn't be subject to any of the ownership of Ovas and Toldos, but they're still included min haTorah in a more general mitzvah called Tishbos, a Shabbosim to rest. Lo sheyitroch kol hayom, a person is not permitted on Shabbos and Yom to do the following. He's going to work all day. Limdon haTvus, he's going to measure his grain all day. It's no malacha, and av not a Toldah. It's only a derabbanim. The lishkol, he's going to weigh his peiros, he's going to weigh his fruit. He's going to be schlepping and filling up barrels of wine. He's going to move his furniture around. He's going to move rocks. And as long as he's within an eruv, he might say, "Yemukef es chaimav et losos nos falayla." You omsim al chamorim. If the city is surrounded by walls, so then he's gonna put things on his animals. If So never mind, you can always keep your store open. If you're smart enough, you can figure out how to avoid every possible malacha d'oraisa. Fatiha chanus, pesucha, the chenvani makif, the chenvani, the store owner, on chasashon. He won't write down the tab, but remember the tab. Vashulchanam, vashulchanam, the money changes will be changing money. Vazahubim musneim, the gold coins will be in front of them. If you are palal and mashkirim lachdam, the palal will get up early to the work. Umaskir nachman and kichol, the dvam eloche yotzeben. Basically, you could turn Shabbos into Tuesday. If you're smart enough and you figure out how to avoid every day Raisa, so he says the Ramban, Hayitochein, V'hutru ha-yom tovim ha-elu, Rafibu ha-Shabbat ha-atma, Shebechol ze'en v'em shemalocha. So says the Ramban, Hayitochein, would anybody say that's Shabbos? L'chech amra toira Shabbosa, Shehiya yom shvisa menucha lo yom torach, Zeho perish tevi yofa. Says the Ramban, he says clearly when the Torah is saying Shabbos is a Shabbos Lashem and it's a day of rest and Yom Tov is a day of Shabbos and it's a day of Shavis, etc. What the Torah is telling us is that above and beyond the Lametes Malachas, above and beyond the Isurim Derais of Avos and Toldos, there's a general picture, what we sometimes call it the spirit of Shabbos, or the Ruach of the Halacha. It means Shabbos has to have a certain image to it. If Shabbos's image gets tarnished by doing all these Isurim, then although each Issa per se is the Rabbanan, to measure to use a scale on Shabbos is only Issa the Rabbanan. Amil Yaakov is only the Rabbanan. To carry the place which is not a Rishis Ram Deraisa is only the Rabbanan. Each act per se is not an Am, it's not a Tolda, it's no Chayiv Chiyoskila, there's no Chayiv Karis, there's no Chayiv Chatos, but the whole picture, constant violation, the whole picture of violating a Chil Shabbos Rabbanon has created, undermined the entire picture of what Shabbos is all about, and that's a din min haTorah. So when we look at the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon of the Shabbos, so we have to look at the Rabbanon very, very carefully. We cannot necessarily take the attitude that it's a Dirabon. Maybe we shouldn't take that attitude in any area of Allah, but Tabachemir, Chil Shabbos, and Yantif, we cannot take the attitude it's a Dirabon, and therefore it's Kal. It's more Kal than a Malacha, no question about it. That doing an Issa D'Rabban is not an Issa D'Rabban. That's true. But when the whole Kamakam Issum D'Rabban combined together, so what you've created in effect is a violation of the Arise. Not a Lahav, not a Karis, not a Sila, not a Chatas, but a violation of the Issa Essay, the Mitzvah Essay of Shabbosim. The Chassam Sefer quotes this Ramban Lehalocha in the following context. There was an individual who was supposedly a Shabbos, he would never ever catch him doing any Malacha on Shabbos, but small technicality, He kept the store open on Shabbos. He had going working for him, and everybody knew the store was open, wide open. Cones, appliances, everybody knew that the store was open on Shabbos. But he was in shul. He was eating shul. He was singing Brat Tarag, and he never walked into the store. He had going working for him, and there was no malacha and everything. But the mice of the store was open. So the Chassam Sofer was asking the Netshuva that this individual had the din of a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. The din is that if a person is Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, he's a publicly desecrating Shabbos, he's din to Akum. If he touches wine, the wine becomes treif, bishech, the animal is Mevela. He's considered to be a goy for many, many areas of Allah. He's definitely in the realm of Kashrus. He has no memonis in any area of Allah. If he tells you the food's kosher, you can't believe him, he can't be the Mashkiach Mother. He's not din to Akum Mechaltov. So says the Chassam Sofer, the guy never violated the malacha. The guy's davening shacharis, he's kriyas ha'tzayir, he's lava seder in the afternoon, he's eating his children, he's taking his nap. The guy never came anywhere near malacha. But says the Chassam Sofer, but he's still mechal Shabbos. Why is he mechal Shabbos? Because he's violating the din of Shabbos on the Torah. The fact that he's violating this Rabbanan, that Rabbanan, maybe or maybe not, maybe that would make him a mechal Shabbos, and maybe not. But you may get that philosophic about that. If a person violated the Rabbanan of Fahesia, he called the Mechal Shabbos of Fahesia. But says the Chassam Sofer, you don't need that discussion. The Kivego is the Chassam Sofer's father-in-law. He says, you don't need that discussion whether they're abundant. It's a deraisa. A guy has a store open on Shabbos. Ain't the Chachal Shabbos, that'll be there. It's not a malacha. You don't need a malacha in order to be Mechal Shabbos of Fahesia. And Mechal Shabbos of the deraisa of Shabbos is also considered to be a malacha. It's also considered to be a Chal Shabbos. So, call upon him, when we speak about gradation, darkness of Chal Shabbos, so yes, it's important conceptually for us to understand what's an Av, what's a Tolda. Yes, it's very important conceptually for us to understand what's Derais and what's Derabanan. But at the end of the day, even the Derabanan is going to take on a very, very strict, they're going to take a very strict approach in Halacha to Derabanan, especially in the realm of Shabbos, because of these words of the Ramban, that we may be infringing possibly on the Derais concept of Shabbos. So, Kopar, hopefully we have at least a little bit of the ABCs in terms of the basic categories. Hopefully, that's Hashem, the weeks continue, so we'll try to get a little bit more into some of the details as to what the Kabbalah are in terms of Ahokah Shabbos.
Aren't there certain restaurants you allow people to buy a ticket ahead of time and they come and eat there? So, why is the restaurant different?